Is Auburn picking up momentum after Big Cat Weekend?
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Is Auburn picking up momentum on the recruiting trail after Big Cat Weekend? We'll talk about that. There's four new predictions from a couple of recruiting experts that we're going to go over, each individual one. We're going to give you a golf update there at the end, but let's jump right into it. It feels like, you know, you get the little ball rolling down the hill. You got to give it a push. And once you can get that thing rolling, it just starts picking up speed, and it's hard to get it to stop. It feels like Auburn's finally getting, I say finally, the last month you've had like seven commits. It really feels like Auburn's picking up a ton of momentum on the recruiting trail, and it could be kicked into overdrive after Big Cat Weekend. You obviously had your commitment from Kareem Palmer, a linebacker that's really, you can't even say he's flying under the radar when you look at his offer list, that you really, really like. You get a prediction for another offensive lineman in Rance Brown, who could seemingly pop any minute. And then you pick up your big offensive tackle yesterday in Leighton Von Brandt, who wasn't even at Big Cat Weekend. You just got recruiting momentum, even with guys that weren't even there. And it's led into Auburn getting predictions for multiple other studs that we're going to talk about today. Chad Simmons with On3 put in four new predictions for guys to come to Auburn. None of these are going to be super unheard of names. Like, they're going to be very, very familiar names, but it's just, all four of these guys came to Big Cat. It's just another notch in the belt, another step forward, just more good vibes headed in the way of these guys landing at Auburn and how it would shape up that defensive class. We're going to talk about all four individually. Number one, Carlos May. The name is familiar. If you don't know the name, then you just haven't been paying attention. The big defensive tackle from Ramsey High School in Birmingham, 6'2", 330 pounds. You're talking about, from a Rivals industry ranking, the number 164th player in the country. Four-star across the board. On Rivals, just their regular main page, he's a top 100 player. On 247, he's 213. ESPN, he's a high four-star. Just stud across the board. I know if you've been watching this show for a while, or you've been following this recruiting class for a while, you've probably been wondering, like, why isn't this kid already in the class? Like, this kid's been talked about for a long time. Auburn's had a ton of momentum, it seems like, multiple times with this kid. What's the deal? What's taking so long? This is one thing. You know, there's a lot of things I like about NIL, and then there's a lot of things that we don't like, okay? And I get all the reasons for the pros and the cons. But you got to look at things through the player's eye sometimes. And look, Carlos has always felt like an Auburn guy. It's always felt like Auburn is going to be your spot. Well, what happens when you know you want to go somewhere, and everybody else knows you want to go somewhere? In today's age, you chop your legs out from under you as far as leverage goes. And I know that some people, that makes you want to go throw up to think about, especially some of you old timers, like, to think about that's even in the equation. It makes you want to go throw up, and I get it. And I'm not 100% saying that that's the only reason this hasn't gone down yet. But you got to do, I mean, you got to go out and you got to visit and you got to, you know, sell yourself. He's been to some incredible visits to Ohio State, Ole Miss, all across the country. These guys want him, and that helps his positioning, you know, as a player, as a, hey, this is a, there's a financial decision that has to be made. So it's understandable that this thing, when you get to players of this caliber, it's going to take a little bit of time. Auburn seemingly knocked it out of the park this weekend, according to Chad Simmons. And, you know, that's what you want to hear coming out of these type things. Again, 6'2", 330. If you get him, you've pretty much got like a 1-2 punch that's really perfect for those two interior positions. You got Donovan Moore, who's more of your athletic defensive tackle, and then you got Carlos May, who's your bulldog, who's your guy in the middle, you know, that maybe play that true nose, that can be immovable, that can eat up space, that can just be a nightmare for any center in the league to know that, oh man, this dude's in front of me all night long, right in my face. It's going to be a long night. That's the kind of player Carlos can be. Hopefully, I think his commitment date is set for August the 11th. I think he's still got some official visit, or don't think. He's got some official visits still left. But this one feels like it's moving in the right direction for Auburn. So, Carlos May, I know you know the name. It's coming. It feels like it's coming. So, hang in there with that one. Another one, a name you may be familiar with. We've talked about him before, Marquise Evans. He's listed as an edge, 6'5", 235 from Spain Park High School. Chad Simmons logged a prediction for him to land with the Tigers. He was here this past weekend. Look, again, you can get caught up on the star ranking. Look at the offer list. Miami, Ohio State, Clemson, all tried to close this kid in the spring. Auburn's been on him from the beginning. Again, he was here this Big Cat weekend. He's so big and long. You wonder if he's actually going to end up staying at edge. You wonder if is that something where he could, you know, be sort of like a Jared Smith, where he grows into, you know, a 260-pound end at 6'5", and still have the speed and the twitch that he shows, you know, on his film. He transferred up to Spain Park last year, had a good season. If he couples it again with another good senior season, look out, man. The sky's the limit for this kid. Still kind of maybe even growing into his body a little bit. As far as that Auburn edge room, I know that you're losing Deshaun Womack. You still got a young Jared Smith that's going to be growing. He'll have another year. J.J. Falk, you need to bring in some more guys that can come off the edge and get after the passer. And this guy could be one. So you got two big predictions now for him to Auburn, with Steve Wiltfong also, along with Chad Simmons, which are, you know, two of the industry leaders as far as national coverage goes for recruiting. It's good stuff, man. We got two more we're going to talk about. We're going to get into that in just a second. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to buyauburn.com, dadgummit. Go to buyauburn.com today. Do business with Auburn people. Look, if you have an Auburn business and you want to list it, it's less than $1 a day, and you can get in front of Auburn fans. And hey, if you're an Auburn fan and you're looking for any type of service across the Southeast, hopefully we'll grow this thing to the point where you start at buyauburn.com. You got around 30 businesses on there right now that you can go and check out. It's bringing the family together, man. Do business with Auburn people. It's buyauburn.com. And along those same notes, if you need a good real estate agent in the Auburn, Opelika area, I got some really cool investment opportunities, townhomes in the Auburn, Opelika area, game day cottages, all kinds of stuff. Hit me up, kylerush@kw.com. And then if you just are moving to the area and you just need a traditional buy, build, or sell, doesn't matter, hit me up. Would love to help. We'll be back right after this. Let's keep it rolling, man. I said we got four to talk about, not just two. We got two more to talk about. And again, names that aren't going to be like, oh my gosh, who is that? But very good players, high-ranked players. We're going to start with probably, again, I've said this before about Nash. Nash is one of my favorite players in this class. And you don't have to do anything more than turning on the film to understand why. You can't be more athletic than Mison Johnson-Cook, I don't think. I think he's going to win the Freak Award for this class. But when you're just talking about a dude that you just look at him the way he runs, you can tell so much about a kid and what kind of player he's going to be just by the way he runs. I'm a believer in that. I can turn on a tape and just watch the fluidity, the hips, how they run, and you're like, that kid is an athlete. This dude's so smooth, man. Everything he does is so smooth. A talented, he's a cornerback from McEachern High School. Auburn has had a ton of success on the basketball court in McEachern. You know, Isaac Okoro, Stretch. I think even Sharif Cooper came from McEachern. Several guys from McEachern High School. Let's get it going on the football field too. It's obviously a really good school that produces a lot of talent. Again, a defensive back, great size for a defensive back. I mean, everything you want. You want a 6'1", you know, a 6 foot plus corner that's 180 plus pounds in high school, long, can recover. Great recovery speed, good closing speed, good tackler, willing tackler. And you'll see that on the film. Everything about this kid I like. Could even help in the return game if need be. I don't know that that would be his specialty, but just a really, really good player. Remember, he was committed to Alabama, decommitted, and honestly, I thought he'd be an Auburn commit by now. I think he plans to commit on July the 1st. That's not really breaking news. He put that out on his social media. Now you've got multiple predictions for Auburn. You still got Miami involved. Clemson still trying to get, you know, an official visit, according to Chad Simmons. But entering, hey, Auburn seems to be in the driver's seat right here. It's funny, all these guys are on defense, every single one of them. DJ Durkin, still a boss. Talked about him yesterday. Said this yesterday. This was the quote. If DJ Durkin wants him, I want him. It's all I need. Offer lists are fun to look at. Visits are fun to look at. If DJ Durkin wants him, I don't need to know anything else. He could have offers from Charlotte, Louisiana Lafayette, North Texas, and that's it. Southern Miss. That could be his offer list. If DJ Durkin wants him, that's all I need. No disrespect to all those. No disrespect to all those schools that just caught random shrapnel on a Tuesday morning. Last one before we talk about golf, Jeremiah Culpepper, another one of my favorites of this class, linebacker from Troup County. It's been a minute. We need to dip back into Troup County more. LaGrange, Georgia, is just right up the road. Dadgum, it's 45 minutes from here. We ought to get every one of them. 6 foot, 210, 6'1", 210. High four-star, top, I think, on the industry average for Rivals. 188th player in the country. Top 200 player on 247. And then just when I say industry ranking, I'm talking about Rivals, the way they average out the ranking from everybody. But just Rivals has their own rankings as well, and he's the top 150 player on Rivals. How about this? You're a top 150 player in the country, and you're still the 15th player in the state of Georgia. Georgia's just – it's just not fair. That state is just riddled with talent. Hey, a rubber stamp on a linebacker from DJ Durkin, again, I'll take it. If your linebacker class is Kareem Palmer and Jeremiah Culpepper, I'm throwing confetti. I'm ready to have a parade. Another kid that probably going to pop in July at some point in time, don't know exactly when. Again, the offer list is incredible. Everybody, you name them, wants him. He came in this weekend, and Auburn is obviously in the driver's seat. There has been really aggressive. This is a kid that really liked the previous staff, obviously, because the defensive staff is very, very similar. And then as soon as Golish gets here, they're like, hey, we got to make sure that this kid's a priority. Durkin and the defensive guys, we got to make sure, coach, that this guy's a priority. Golish just says, hey, if you want him, I want him, we're in. They've put the full court press on him. They've done a really, really good job of keeping him engaged even through the transition. I agree with Chad Simmons. I think he's going to be a Tiger. It's just got to be patient, get through this official visit season, and then in July you can hopefully at some point in time nail that one down. Don't know how big this linebacker class is going to be. There's some other really good players that were here for Big Cat Weekend that were like, man, I just really love Auburn. That I don't know that you want to take a huge linebacker class, but it's like, gosh, it's just hard to imagine you turn these guys away. Could you see some current linebackers change positions? Could you see like a Shedarius Tootle, who's just an absolute monster, maybe grow into being an edge rusher? And then that allows you to bring in another linebacker. DeMarcus Riddick's another one. I mean, again, it doesn't – that's not indicative of what's going to happen, but could that be something that happens and that opens up a spot for another one of these, you know, freaky athletes that are knocking on the door like, dude, I want to come to Auburn. A lot of good momentum in Auburn's direction right now. I want to see it kind of pick up on a little bit more on the offensive side. I know you just did get an offensive tackle, and obviously you got your running back still probably looking to add a big-time receiver. Gosh, now that I think about it, though, I mean, you got a quarterback, you got a tight end, you got two offensive linemen, you got a running back, and you got a wide receiver. I mean, you pretty much checked all your boxes. And you've just been filling out your defensive class. That puts Auburn at 8 commits. If you get these four guys, that's 4. So now you're at 12. You're talking about only having around a 15 to 16-person class. That just about wraps you up. Like, you just kind of put the finishing touches on the class, and you're done. So good stuff. Let's talk about golf real quick before we get out of here. Remember, they're in their first regional. It's not first, it's the only regional. They're in their regional right now in Athens, Georgia. You play 3 rounds, and they take the top 5 out of the 15 schools that are there, and then you go to the NCAA championship out in California. After the first round, Auburn is safely inside the top 5. I say safely. They're a couple of shots inside the top 5. They're actually tied for 2nd overall in this regional. Doesn't really do anything for you if you win it, other than just kind of flex on them. They started off really slow and then finished really, really strong. Josiah Gilbert, who is one of your top players on the roster, along with Jackson Koivin, is leading the whole tournament. He just went off yesterday. He was hooping at 6 under, you know, fires a 65 in round 1. Jackson Koivin started off really slow, shot 3 over on the front 9, and then went nuts on the back nine with five birdies and shot four under on the back nine. I want to give a quick shout out to Chad Tracy, one of our listeners who may be the biggest Auburn fan out there. There may not be a bigger Auburn fan. Dude goes and watches every single Auburn sport. He's there. He's sending me videos. He's commenting on tennis. He's watching the women's tennis. There is no bigger Auburn fan, I don't think. I think he gets the Auburn fan, at least of the month award. He told me, you know, Jackson was struggling with a stomach bug, and obviously it took a toll on him on the front nine, and then he just gritted it out, almost hooped one for an eagle, almost holed out for an eagle on 14, had a kick-in birdie, five birdies on the back nine, strong finish. So the way they do this is five guys on Auburn's team play, and then they take the four lowest scores. It's not on a per-hole basis, though. You know, we've played in those type of tournaments where, you know, like you and your partner will go play a hole, and then you'll take the lowest score as your team. It's not like that on a per-hole basis. It's the total score. So you take the four best scores, and Auburn shot seven under as their four best scores yesterday. You'll go do that again today, and then you'll do that again tomorrow, and that's how they'll decide it. Right now, again, you got a 10 under, two 7 unders, a 6 under, and then two 5 under. So you got two teams tied at fifth at 5 under. So you're two shots ahead of those. So you're in a good spot. You're in a good spot. Hopefully everybody's over any illnesses and they can keep it rolling and just cruise through this regional. They'll really start to separate themselves today, I would imagine. You got the SEC baseball tournament starting today. Auburn plays tomorrow, so that should be a lot of fun. We'll see who we end up playing, whether it'll be, what is it, Ole Miss? I'm not Ole Miss, LSU or Oklahoma. A lot of fun, a lot of action this week. Guys, thank y'all for listening. We'll be talking again very, very soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely. We'll be right back.